seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim عليه السلام. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture. And it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام تمثلت الدنيا للمسيح عليه السلام في صورة امرأة زرقاء فقال لها كم تزوجتي فقالت كثيرا قال فكل طلقك قالت لا بل كلا قتلت قال المسيح عليه السلام فويح لأزواجك الباقين كيف لا يعتبرون بالماضين.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, "The world was embodied to Jesus alayhi salam in the form of a blue-eyed woman, and he said to her, 'How many have you married?' She said, 'Lots.' So he asked, 'So all of them divorced you?' She replied, 'No, rather, I killed all of them.' Then Jesus said, 'Woe upon your current spouses, for how do they not take a lesson from your previous ones?'"
Welcome back, dear friends. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. We find that Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, this divinely appointed imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household, this divinely appointed imam spoke about belief. He spoke about belief in his conversations and his dialogues. with his companions and his friends and his relatives and the people in general. In one such beautiful conversation, when the companion of Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam asked the holy Imam about belief and what a believer is and what a believer is like and, you know, some of the characteristics and qualities of a believer, we find that His Eminence, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, replied, "The believer is stronger than the mountain. One can take something of the mountain with a pickaxe, but nothing can take anything of the believer's religion." And so here, dear brothers and sisters, we find such a beautiful statement. You know, sometimes we see or we read that one of the qualities of a believer is that they are as strong as a mountain, meaning that nothing can shake them. But here we find that Imam al-Kadhim says that a believer is stronger than a mountain. For you can go and take a pickaxe and remove things or minerals or parts of this mountain, but there is nothing that can come and take away from the faith and the religion of a believer. So a believer is so strong that if trials and tribulations, if problems, if calamities, if difficulties or ease beyond what is normal comes about for a believer, then a believer's religion, a believer's faith, a believer's iman goes untouched. And so every single one of us can be stronger than a mountain, in the sense that we should be such kind of believers that when different problems and hardships come our way, it doesn't reduce us when it comes to our religion and our faith. We must remain strong in our faith. We must remain strong in our religion, all in order to be known as believers. And of course, it is the believers whose end will be good, both in the world and in the hereafter. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. Yet we see he made very strong remarks against the regime, against Harun, against his predecessor. Harun was not the only Abbasid Khalifa during the time of Imam al-Kadhim. There were one or two other Khalifas after Abu Ja'far al-Mansur, one or two other Khalifas that ruled. Imam al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, was open in his stance against the government. Imam al-Baqir, Imam Zayn al-Abidin, salamullah alayhima, which in certain ways their time was similar to the time of Imam al-Kadhim, in that the movement against the Umayyads was not a strong movement. They were starting it, and so it wasn't at a point where it was going to reach its goal. When they started that movement, they didn't have those, they didn't take those open stances against the Umayyads in a very provocative way. They didn't do that. This doesn't mean they didn't take public stances against the Umayyads. They did. That's recorded in history. However, the way those public stances were taken, you can do it in a provocative way, and you can do it in a non-provocative way. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.